American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 331. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 299. They learned that Conley could write. Frank told them that, you know. Well, I don't mean to be severe, but they took that Negro and gave him the third degree. Black and Scott cursed him. You black scoundrel, they yelled at him. You know that man never had you come there and write those notes on Friday. And the poor Negro, understanding and trying to please, said, Yes, boss, that's right. I was there on Saturday. And so they went on and got first one affidavit and then another out of him. Well, Scott and Black had him there, and Conley was only in high school. I don't know whether to call Scott and Black professors or not. Scott says, We told him what would fit and what would not. And it was stand up, James Conley, and recite, When did you fix those notes, James? And James would answer that he fixed them on Friday, and then the teachers would tell James it was surely wrong, that he must have fixed them on Saturday, and James would know what was wanted and would acknowledge his error. Then it would be, That's a good lesson, James. You are excused, James. I'm not guessing in this thing. Scott told it on the stand, only in not so plain words. So it was that when this Negro had told the whole truth, they had another recitation. Was it fair for two skilled white men to train that Negro by the hour and by the day, and to teach him and then get a statement from him and call it the truth? Well, Professors Black and Scott finished with him, and they thought Conley's education was through, but that nigger had to have a university course. Scott, you and Black milked him dry. You thought you did anyhow, but you got no moral perversion and no watching. In the university, they gave a slightly different course. It was given by Professors Starnes and Campbell. Oh, I wish I could look as pious as Starnes does. And Professor Dorsey helped out, I suppose. I don't know what professor.